The feature on the 10 years of togetherness for the Indigo Girls.
I don't think our partnership has gotten harder. I think it's gotten easier.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I do.
But some of it is the luxury of having separate hotel rooms and having a tour bus. And it was, I mean, if we still had to work, I mean, we used to drive, you know, around in this little car with all of our PA gear in the back and our guitars, and we slept in the same room with everybody else, all of our friends that traveled with us too, and it was, you know, a big party for a few years, but it was a hard party to be at.
It's Amy Ray and Emily Saliers, who are the Indigo Girls. They recently released their fifth album, Swampophilia. In a career that now spans more than 10 years, they've received the praise and indeed the studio attendance of names that include Lisa Germano, Jackson Browne, David Crosby, various members of Hothouse Flowers, Budgie from the Banshees, plus all four members of REM. The Indigo Girls came into our studios to record a couple of acoustic tracks, especially for Put It On The One, and you can hear those in a couple of weeks' time. Amy and Emily also spoke about the songs on the new album, how both their partnership and friendship have evolved over the last decade, and how their songwriting process works.
We write our songs separately, like completely away from each other at separate times, just completely independently. And mostly we do that because we tend to have very different styles. I'm more abstract, Emily's a little more narrative, and we like to write in different ways, and it just works the best for us. So we come together with the songs and arrange them, and they become an Indigo Girls song at that point. We work out all the guitar parts and the harmonies, and whoever writes the song obviously has sort of the last word on everything, from arrangement all the way up to production.
We don't fight tooth and nail over actual numbers. It's just that we want to have the album represent both of our work and sort of the whole picture. So that's why it ends up being balanced, pretty much.